Hey everybody, this is Juan. Today we're going to talk about how social media is disrupting our culture. Now, a lot of people are wondering why there are so many depressed people, why there are so many people who are trying to kill themselves, why there are so many people who don't like the fact they are in misery anymore. Here's the thing. The thing is that social media like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also YouTube become like a drug of comparison. What is a drug of comparison? A drug of comparison is just like someone who's addicted to smoking, right? The same thing that causes dopamine that has in the smoking that keeps you addicted to it. It's the same thing that we get when it comes to social media. Sometimes you feel like you're down, you want to go on social media and find and write something down, or maybe trying to put someone down, and we feel good with it. Now, here's the thing. Why is it becoming actually a drug of comparison? It becomes a drug of comparison when someone stay and go online and see somebody else is doing something, okay? They said, well, I think it's better than me. I don't have to do it. These guys are already doing it, you know? And then they stopped and they be procrastinated, sitting down, not doing anything, okay? And this is what actually disrupting their lives. And also, this is what caused what we call depression of the modern time. So parents, you'll see a lot of your kids who cannot do good in school wanna kill themselves. You'll see a lot of your family, okay, who are not doing too good, who wished that they could be an actor, but they see someone who's doing it already, or someone who's doing it at a level that they cannot reach, they believe that they cannot reach anymore, can cause them to commit suicide too. And what would be my advice? Let me tell you, listen, everywhere we go, you see beer, alcohol, even for people to smoke, they ask you have to be 18 or sometimes 21 to be able to buy a cigarette or drink somewhere where people are drinking. Now, social media has the same effect, which is sometimes even worse than smoking and drinking, right? People are driving, they on social media, right? A lot of accidents are caused nowadays because of social media. So we don't limit those people. This is the reason why we are getting where we are. So I hope, guys, you get lesson from what I'm saying and from this topic today. And my name is Juan, and see you next time.